previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's inflation rate has stayed level at 5.2% in May, exactly the same as the month before. It's also in line with forecasts by economists polled by Bloomberg. Keeping inflation high, fuel prices. So what does that mean for consumers, i.e. you and me? Well, almost certainly no change to interest rates when the Reserve Bank meets in the middle of next month. On one hand, the rate seems to be steadying, but on the other, it's still way too high for Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Kgatyako and his colleagues. Markets are now fully pricing in a single 25 basis point rate cut in November, with a 70% chance of 50 basis points. Certainly, as I remarked yesterday morning, the stronger rand will help, provided the coalition, the GNU, holds together. The markets remain in upward mode, with the JSE All Share hitting an intraday record high at one stage yesterday, 81,364, although we did see some profit-taking as the day wore on. The index closed up 1.2%, just beneath the record. The top 40 was much of the same, up 1.3%. At this stage, the JSE up 5% on the year-to-date, although if you add in inflation, we're about breaking even. The rand is also firmed to beneath 18 to the dollar, 17.95 this morning, 19.26 to the euro, 23.83 to sterling. The dollar itself unchanged at 107 to the euro. Perhaps the biggest winner in yesterday's trade, government bonds, with the yield on the 10-year now down to under 10%. That is its lowest level since mid-February. With the presidential inauguration now behind us, attention turns to the cabinet. Business Day carries a report this morning saying it's likely Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana will retain his job. Quotes, COSATU spokesperson Matthew Parks is saying COSATU would be happy with that. The report adds ANC insiders want the party to retain not only Treasury, but also trade, industry and competition, as well as labour. We'll find out over the next couple of weeks. On the international markets, London's FTSE closed last evening up 0.2%. No US closed for the Juneteenth public holiday. Tokyo this morning down 0.4%. Hong Kong much the same. Sydney is flat. Gold is 2,333. Platinum, 982. Bitcoin, 65,171, Brent crude oil just over $85 a barrel. And finally, Bloomberg reports that governments unveiled a plan to dismantle an almost half-century ban on the trading of rhino horns by 2030. The proposal from the Department of the Environment is the country's first rhino biodiversity management plan and was released late on Tuesday evening. It will now go to Cabinet for approval.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.